Welcome to Conversations with Katie.
Dear baby girl, you are not free until all the people who look like you, the people who walk like you, the people who talk like you are free. This is a hard lesson for me to teach you. It is a hard conversation for me to have with you. However, black girl, there's so much in the world that is not built to build you up. The fact that you are a woman, the fact that you are a girl, the fact that you are black, the fact that you are of a certain ethnicity, certain culture, there's so much that is stacked up against you. I don't want to be a bearer of bad news to you, my little girl. And I don't want you to look at the world with heavy eyes or a broken heart. I don't want your outlook on the world to be that which is entitled or angry. But I want you to understand that you have a very important place in the world. That your voice matters. That your skin color is your superpower. It is not a weakness. It is not a sign of not fitting in. It is not a sign of being less than. It is actually a sign of belonging. Your identity goes way beyond your skin color or the texture of your hair. It goes beyond the language that you consider to be your home language. In all of your diversities, your identity is in God. It is in who you were created to be. It is in what you were created to say and do in the world. Your identity is not the job that you will have. It is not the number of children you'll have or whether or not you'll get married. Your identity is not an equivalent of the balance on your bank account. The world will tell you those things. They will be lying to you, my baby girl. Tomorrow, the world will be coming together to have a conversation about ending violence against women. As I sit here and I record this for you, my little girl, it breaks my heart that I have to tell you these things. It breaks my heart that I have to admit that racism, sexism, femicide, and all these horrors exist in this world. I've honestly heard so many people that have said, why are we even bringing more children into the world? But my dear baby girl, I don't think the world would be enough without you. I don't think the world would be complete without you. You have a very active role to play. Whether you choose to pick up a poster and march on the street, or wear all black, or decide to speak out on social media or on public platforms, whether you decide to creatively express activism or traditionally or philosophically, whether you decide to study or to do something, to create an NGO, an NPO, or just sit still until you figure out your own way, I really, really, really believe that you have a role to play. As I started by saying, you are not free until everyone else is. Whether they look like you, talk like you, walk like you or not. But your first responsibility is to make sure that all the privileges that you are afforded will help build someone else up. I'm not saying that you should apologize for your blessings. I'm not saying that you should shy away from expressing gratitude and pride in who you are and what you have been given. But I am saying that those things should not blind you from the realities of those around you. I am saying that those things should not make you feel or think that you are exempted from the pains and horrors that other women are faced with in this world. You have a voice, my little girl, and you have to use it. However you choose to use it, that is yours to find. Wherever you choose to express your beliefs, express your convictions, that is yours to determine. what your convictions are, that is yours to discover. But my little girl, you have a role to play. The world does not owe you anything, but you owe it to the world to be all that you were created to be. The Bible says that creation is waiting in eager expectation, that all of creation is groaning in labor-like pains, awaiting your revelation, my girl. It is awaiting you to be everything that you were created to be. Never be timid, never hold back, but always speak with wisdom. Always speak with kindness. Don't allow anyone to tell you otherwise. Your humility and kindness are your superpowers. Yet never be timid, never be intimidated, and never back down from speaking the truth. It is not always what you say, but how you say it that determines the reception. And I pray, my little girl, that you would be safe in this world. However, that is sadly something I cannot guarantee you. So I still have to tell you to be vigilant. I still have to tell you to, at all costs, pursue safety. But that is yet another reason for me to tell you that I believe in a better future. And I know that you will be a part of it. You being here is a part of building the better future. It is my life purpose to ensure that the world is safer for you than it was and is for me. Dear baby girl,